You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Rima Khreis. So, the jobs report for July. When it came out this morning, fair to say a bunch of jaws hit the floor. Employers added 528,000 jobs in July, double what economists were expecting. And the unemployment rate fell 0.1% to 3.5%. We saw big job gains in leisure and hospitality, healthcare, retail, also in construction and finance. We're going to break it all down in a minute with our weekly wrap. But first, Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
July 2022 will go down in history as the month when the total number of jobs in the economy surpassed the level just before the pandemic hit in February 2020, and when the unemployment rate finally fell back to its pre-pandemic level. What's it all signify?
Competence.
Becky Frankowitz is president for North America at staffing firm Manpower Group.
All of the economic indicators are signaling caution, caution, caution. And yet the American worker and American employers are saying competence, competence, competence.
Frankowitz says we're emerging from the pandemic period with consumers still spending it up on goods and services and employers still trying desperately to hire enough workers to supply them. And we need all of that to keep going, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, because there's still more ground to recover.
Yeah, we're back to the pre-pandemic level. But if you look to the pre-pandemic trend, we're 4 or 5 million jobs below that.
That's because the economy was chugging along in February 2020, and absent COVID, it would have added more jobs by now. Going forward, Frick says we'll need to keep adding jobs.
Millennials continue to want goods and services. Healthcare needs to rebuild after COVID dropped a bomb on it. Childcare and daycare need to rebuild.
And in fact, while overall payroll employment is now back to pre-pandemic levels, some sectors are still way behind where they were. Leisure and hospitality, for instance, education and government. And there's one other key way the economy is different than it was before the pandemic, wage growth. Mike Fratantoni is with the Mortgage Bankers Association.
So wage growth picked up to 5.2%, a symptom that we still have almost 11 million job openings at a time when businesses were already struggling to hire.
Before the pandemic, wages were rising just over 3% a year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
All right, now to get into things a bit more, I've got Sudeep Reddy from Politico and Gina Smilak with the New York Times. Hey, you two.
Hey, Rima.
Hey, Rima.
So, Gina, imagine you are Jay Powell. How are you feeling right now? What are you thinking as the chair of the Fed when you see this jobs report?
Yeah, this is a tough one for Chair Powell. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a situation here where they have been waiting to see some kind of slowdown in jobs growth. They've really wanted to see a moderation in sort of the pace of economic expansion. And instead, what they're getting is just sign after sign that the economy remains very hot. And so I think they are really struggling with that. Obviously, the Fed has been raising rates at a pretty quick pace this year. And I think this probably suggests to them that they need to keep that up.
Mm-hmm. So he's probably a little stressed. Sudeep, where do you think this puts us on the path to a soft landing, the so-called soft landing?
You know, if you're sitting there, if you're sitting in Jay Powell's chairman's chair right now, mm-hmm. you see that you've raised interest rates over and over and over, and you still have not broken the labor market. Mm-hmm. That's actually a comforting place to be. It shows that the Fed's policies can actually take their time. You get them into the system. It doesn't mean, though, that they're actually successful. Inflation's coming down, but not coming down fast enough. And so they're really going to have to work hard at figuring out how to push rates up even higher to just bring some of the slack into the economy. There's just none of that right now when it comes to the labor market.
Right. And Gina, you know, there's obviously been a lot of talk about, are we in a recession? Are we not? Is it coming? But I feel like that might not be the right question anymore when you have a jobs report like this, right?
it sure as heck does not look like a recession out there.
Yeah.
You know, this is a very, this is clearly a very strong economy for workers. There, as we know, there are a lot of job openings. People are clearly taking those positions and they're getting paid a lot more as they do that. I think that the real question is, what is this economy? Because obviously we're in a situation where if you talk to consumers, they feel really badly about the way things are going. You know, I don't think we want to minimize that experience. People don't feel good about the economy right now. I think it's just very much unlike anything that we're used to. This economy sort of doesn't fit in our normal paradigm for what is a good economy or what is a bad economy.
Mm-hmm. And so if inflation doesn't come down, like what is the fear?
I think that the real danger here is that consumers are going to increasingly struggle to keep up with these these prices, and you're really going to see the poorest members of society hit in a very painful way that they really can't do anything about. You know, I think when we talk about inflation, obviously it's not the kind of problem that hits everybody across society the same way. What we see is poor people already starting to pull back on spending on necessities like food. And so, you know, that's a very dangerous situation if it continues.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a fear that the prices could become entrenched too, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's certainly the problem. You know, if we continue to see wage growth going up this quickly, if we continue to see this kind of sort of robust activity level in the economy as a whole, the danger is that we just get inflation that lasts year after year, month after month, and that consumer psychology around inflation really changes. Mm-hmm. And then we can have a situation where it's much harder to get rid of down the road.
Mm-hmm. And last week, Sudeep, you were on the show and you said that the economy felt wobbly, was the word you used. How are things looking now on the wobbliness meter with a jobs report like this?
You know, you've got a strong jobs report, which is obviously the backbone of the entire economy. And so you have to look at this and say, things are pretty good. When you're this tight in the labor market, when you have so little slack, it's a good place to be overall. There are other signs, though. There are, just this week, we've seen day after day announcements about corporate layoffs. Those are the early signs of how the slowdown begins. But we have not come anywhere close to seeing a meaningful pullback in the overall economy. And if we can stay in this position, we're great. But there are enough mounting signs of other problems. There are inventories that have obviously piled up in a lot of retailers. There's still just angst across the board, partly due to inflation, but just partly due to the overall state of the world. It is why this is such a weird place to be right now, because you've never seen so many people talking about a recession, which isn't happening while the job market is so tight. Like,
it's
this is
so
the opposite
confusing.
Of a recession.
Yeah. Gina, you had this really great Twitter thread this morning that I retweeted, where you answered a question you get a lot from readers, and it is a good, fair question. And just if you could explain it simply, like, why does the Fed want to slow down the labor market?
Right. I think this is not intuitive. Obviously, it feels like we should be celebrating a very strong job market and very solid wage gains. But from the Fed's perspective, if you have wage gains like we're seeing now, they basically make it impossible for inflation to move back down to the Fed's goal over the longer term. You know, companies cannot pay out 5.2% annual pay increases, but only charge a little bit more for their products. They're eventually going to go out of business if they do that, because it's going to eat into their profits so much. And so the idea is that this is the kind of wage growth that locks high inflation in the longer term, and that that's not sustainable for workers either. Because if you're a worker in America right now, in all likelihood, your pay gains, while strong, are probably not actually keeping up with the rising cost of living. And so the Fed's logic here is that to set the economy on a sustainable, positive path in the long run, you have to slow down conditions today, get this inflation under control, and then we might have some hope for real meaningful wage growth that workers can actually take home and kind of keep in the bank in the longer run. And so that's sort of the logic that the Fed applies when it thinks about getting the inflation under control and getting the economy back into a solid place.
Mm-hmm. And Sudeep, I think last question here. It seems like the Biden administration is very happy with this report. I don't know, can it take a victory lap for the economy this week?
They absolutely can take some comfort in what's happened with the economy. The fact that there's so much chatter over the last few weeks about recession, and we're not there yet. They're obviously achieving some relief on gas prices for 51 days straight of declines, and obviously being on the cusp of achieving some big legislation that have been longtime Democratic priorities on on climate and some on healthcare. That is a lot to accomplish. It's always risky to take a victory lap in early August, because the second half of August always turns often turns ugly for presidents. But so far, they've got to be feeling pretty good right now.
We shall see. Always great talking with y'all. Sudeep Reddy is with Politico, and Gina Smilak is with The New York Times. Thanks, you two. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Rima.
Thanks, Rima.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.